Well, I think it's very hard to teach people to be novelists and poets. But I think it's quite useful for people to set aside time. And if setting aside time means attending a creative writing program, I think that can be useful. Also, what's useful is to have expectations laid on you that you're going to produce the work. Because many people find it extremely difficult to just drive themselves onwards to write several stories or get a novel going. And again, I think creative writing programs are useful for that. That said, I think that we can suffer a bit from too many writing programs. And I've often thought that here in the States, where it's so well established, the one aspect of it that one of the aspects that alarms me is undergraduate writing programs. Seems too soon to me. Seems like a vehicle for mass ignorance. People need to do reading, and writers need to read. So I would say any creative writing program really should be for graduates. It shouldn't be a course of study for undergraduates. The other thing is, I do wonder sometimes whether having so many writers sequestered on campuses across the United States means that writers are cut off from cities or from the countryside or from original places. When I think of an older generation that includes Saul Bellow or Roth or famously Updike, who sort of quit his Manhattan, New Yorker life to go and live in a small town in New England. That kind of engagement, I think, could come under attack if too many writers are just sort of English professors. Just, you know, English professors with a little bohemian edge. We've got loads of writing programs now in England. And again, it's the specter of the undergraduate writing program, which I think is deathly. It's fine if it's just one aspect of a much bigger course, but the reading has to be done. If you don't read as a novelist, you're liable to be hugely influenced by the writers you haven't read. It's a strange and pernicious, invisible and rather mysterious matter that you can be in the grip of writers that you have plucked from the air without fully understanding where you've got them from. Only by reading can you isolate these sources and at least, you know, write pastiche or at least be conscious of what you're doing.